Welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society, Ontario's premium no-kill shelter.
My society.
My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. My name's Doug, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Burlington, Ontario. On this edition of Burlington Humane, we'll be learning about Royal Canin and talking with veterinary clinical nutritionist Jackie Parr and Emmanuel Fontaine, the Royal Canin Technical Services Veterinarian. We'll also learn about the special needs of senior cats with Chelsea Rodriguez. So stay with us for this episode of Burlington Humane. Royal Canin is a company that does a lot of research on animal nutrition and manufactures specialty foods. It's also one of our sponsors here at Burlington Humane. So I wanted to find out more about exactly what they did and learn about the importance of animal nutrition. I was privileged to meet veterinary nutritionist Jackie Parr at their main building near Guelph, Ontario. I'm here with Jackie Parr, who is the veterinary clinic nutritionist at Royal Canin. Thank you so much for joining us here on Burlington Humane.
Thank you so much for having us.
Royal Canin is a pet nutrition company. Is that correct?
The nice thing about Royal Canin is that it's really a health nutrition company. So it's really focused on not only what do we feed pets, but helping pets be healthy throughout their lives.
Okay, yeah. And how do you do that? How do you ensure that?
So some of the things that we will focus on here are not only healthy animal diets, but we also have diets for animals once they develop medical conditions. So we know our pets are living longer, and that means that they will sometimes come up with health conditions like we will in older age as people. So we need to have specific diets to help try to alleviate some of the signs that come with those medical conditions.
Does diet really play a major consideration as our pets develop different conditions? Does it really play an important part?
Absolutely. It can play a huge role. There are some medical conditions where diet can actually be the treatment. So, for example, some types of stones that would form. There's also other diseases that you can slow down with a proper diet. An example would be disease of the kidneys, which is something that older cats can get. So our goal is to either treat or slow down the disease depending on that particular disease.
And so how would I know what type of food to feed my pet?
So if you have a healthy animal, one of the opportunities is to go to your veterinarian and to have, you know, your physical exam done, to have them examine things like the poop to make sure it's healthy. Potentially they'll do some different blood tests to make sure there's no problems with any of the organs. And all of this information will go into figuring out the best possible diet for the pet. And so healthy pets, there can be lots of different options for diets. And then as a pet maybe develops a medical condition, then you may need to go with a veterinary therapeutic diet.
And as the pet grows through its lifetime, its diet will need to change. When it's, say I have a dog, and when he's a puppy, he'll need certain types of food, and then when he becomes an adolescent, and then when he becomes a healthy adult, and then into old age, the food changes with them?
Yes, it definitely can. And depending on the animal's lifestyle, we have some pets that are really inactive in their adult years. They like to sit on the couch and hang out and watch TV with their owners. So they may need a bit of a lower calorie diet during those times. And then we also have animals that can be quite active and maybe go out and do agility with their owners. So it's one of those things where you do really want to tailor it to the animal's lifestyle. We also know there's small dogs and cats pets that get a lot of dental disease because not everyone can brush their pet's teeth, which would be the best case scenario. Mm-hmm. And so potentially using a diet that's specifically designed to help slow down the progression of that tartar building up and that that build up on the teeth, if we can slow that down, we can help them have a healthier mouth for longer. So
that can all be controlled through diet.
Can definitely be helped through diet. Toothbrushing would be absolutely the gold standard. Oh, yeah. We always recommend that. If a pet parent can do that, that's great. Not everybody's going to be able to do that for their pets. And so diet can definitely be one of those things that can help if that's not possible.
Great. My veterinarian recommends a specific diet for my pet. Where can I find Royal Canin food? Is it only available at veterinary offices?
It's actually available through pet specialty stores as well. So we actually use the same quality ingredients and we have the same quality and safety when we look at, you know, either it's a pet specialty food or a veterinary food or a food for breeders. It's all about the pet. And so we don't have different qualities of food for, you know, it's all about feeding the pet the best quality food possible.
To know exactly what kind of food my pet needs, talk to my veterinarian and they can recommend it, the best food for my pet.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on Burlington Humane.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. The amount of research that goes into the various diets is amazing and can really benefit the health of dogs and cats. I was amazed at the number of specialized diets offered by Royal Canin. Be sure to check with your veterinarian to find out if a special diet can benefit your pet.
Love the Animals Lottery is back with a grand prize of $3,000. Daily prizes of $100 will be drawn each day in January, with our $3,000 grand prize drawn on January 31st. There will even be an early bird draw of $500 on December 21st. Tickets are $5 or 5 for $20. Each ticket can win up to 32 times, but there is a limited number of tickets. So get yours today. Tickets are available on our website or at Burlington Humane. All proceeds go towards our animals. So, if you love animals, get your tickets to Love the Animals Lottery.
Royal Canin has been in business since 1967. I talked with Royal Canin's technical services veterinarian, Emmanuel Fontaine, about the long history of Royal Canin. I'm here with Dr. Emmanuel Fontaine, the veterinary clinical nutritionist here at Royal Canin. How long has Royal Canin been in existence?
Well, Royal Canin has been around for it started in 1967. It was founded by a veterinarian in south of France called Jean Cattari. And it's kind of an interesting story because he realized that German Shepherd had skin issues and he really wanted to come up with a way to improve those skin issues. And he decided to focus on nutrition, on health nutrition, and use the nutrients and the science behind the nutrients to create a diet that will help prevent those kind of issues. And that's how it started. And since then, I think we just follow this philosophy. We just want to really formulate a diet that will help support the health of the pets. It's all about that, and that's why we focus so much on science. We don't follow trends, we don't care about what's written on the internet, we just follow the scientific evidence and the scientific publications to formulate the best diets possible for the pets.
And it's more than just diets for dogs now.
Indeed, it started with dogs, and then it expanded to cats as well.
Wonderful. We really value our relationship with Royal Canin. With their wide variety of specialty diets, they help us keep all our animals happy and healthy.
Are you looking for good quality items at an affordable cost? Do you want to purchase to make a difference? Then come to The Loft and The Attic, Burlington Humane Society secondhand stores. We offer gentle use items at unbelievable prices, and 100% of the proceeds goes to helping the animals at the Burlington Humane Society. The Loft is located at the Burlington Humane Society at 740 Griffith Court, and The Attic is located right downtown at 479 John Street. And if you have gentle use items that you would like to donate, we take glass, china, clothes, books, and many other items. Our secondhand stores are run completely by volunteers, which may be another way that you can help. For complete information about The Loft and The Attic, visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. Come visit us at The Loft and Attic to purchase your secondhand items and make a difference to the animals at Burlington Humane.
Have varying needs at different stages of their life. This is especially true for senior cats. Here is Chelsea Rodriguez, our animal care worker, to talk about the special considerations for your senior cat.
Hello, I'm a certified veterinary assistant, and I'm here today to talk to you a little bit about senior cat care. On average, a mature cat starts at about 7 years of age. A cat transitions from mature to senior at around 9 years of age. Older cats need to be monitored for common issues such as dental disease, kidney disease, and changes in weight loss or weight gain. You may be surprised to learn that veterinarians find evidence of dental disease in many pets as early as 2 to 3 years of age. If nothing is done to care for your cat's mouth, by the time your cat is a senior, he may have even lost some teeth. Dental disease can be painful, causing your cat to have difficulty eating or even avoid his meals. This may result in weight loss and an unkept hair coat. On the other hand, some senior cats may have the opposite problem. Some cats will become less active with age, essentially becoming a couch potato, and will gain weight as a result. Obesity is a major health issue in cats of all ages, and senior cats are no different. What can you do to help your senior cat? Here are some tips. Schedule regular visits with your veterinarian. Your cat needs to be examined at least yearly if they appear healthy, as many diseases are hidden and not apparent. If possible, senior cats should visit the vet every 6 months. Remember, it is much cheaper to prevent disease than it is to treat it. Ask for a body condition evaluation during each vet visit. Body condition is crucial to determining whether your senior cat is overweight, underweight, or at an ideal body weight. In fact, you should also ask your veterinarian to show you how to evaluate your cat's body condition at home. Feed your older cat a diet with an adequate protein level. Cats are carnivores, so do not change their diet without speaking to your vet. They require nutrients such as taurine and different types of healthy acids. They also require a higher protein level than dogs. Learn to read a pet food label to feed a diet that is appropriate for your cat's age and lifestyle. Next, make a goal to feed your cat appropriately to remain at its ideal body weight. Overweight cats have a higher incidence of disease such as diabetes, liver disease, skin disease, and even cancer. Again, your vet can help you choose an appropriate diet. Some obese cats may require a specialized diet that is lower in calories but nutrient-rich. Diets that are high in L-carnitine can be helpful in weight loss. The level of carbohydrates needed in cat food have been a controversial topic. However, a proper carbohydrate blend can help keep your cat feeling full. Consider fortifying your senior cat's diet with fatty acids such as DHA and EPA. They have been shown to be useful for cats with mobility issues due to arthritis or other joint diseases. A supplement such as glucosamine is beneficial for senior cats. If you enjoy using natural oils such as coconut or avocado oil for yourself, speak with your vet to see if it is appropriate to add this into your cat's diet. Consider a special diet if your older cat has heart or kidney disease. For example, diets lower in sodium are sometimes advocated for cats with heart disease, while diets which help control phosphorus, calcium, and other electrolyte levels are given to cats with kidney disease. Ask about special diets for cats with hyperthyroidism. Diets with restricted iodine levels are now available as a potential management method for cats with hyperthyroidism. This is an overactive thyroid gland. However, it is very important that cats with normal thyroid function do not consume these diets. Environmental enrichment is important for cats of all ages and should not be abandoned for senior cats. Interactive toys, puzzle feeders, particularly for overweight cats, even supervised access to the outdoors through the use of catios or leash walking can help keep senior cats entertained, as well as helping them to burn excess calories and keep muscles and joints healthy. Exercise your cat as you feel necessary. You know your cat better than anyone else and can see when they may need to slow their activity levels down. Provide your older cat with a special accommodation. For instance, cats with arthritis might benefit from litter boxes with lower sides for easier access into and out of the box. Keep their things on the same floor that they tend to spend their most time on, providing soft bedding for your cat, either with a cat bed or blankets to rest on, can help your cat become more comfortable. Be sure that food and water are easily accessible. Don't force your senior cat to go up and down stairs to eat, drink, or use the litter box. Leave a nightlight on for cats that have decreased vision quality. Also, remember to approach your cat from the front if they are beginning to have hearing loss. Take care of your cat's mouth. Brushing your cat's teeth may seem like a silly idea, but it can help keep your cat's mouth healthy. If you cannot brush, consider dental treats that help keep the teeth clean, or dental chews, such as CET cat chews. A dental diet is a good option to prevent dental disease as well. There are additives available, such as Healthy Mouth, that can be added to your cat's water that can help slow down plaque buildup. I would like to give a reminder that dental disease is by far the most common major health problem of cats and dogs. Dental disease impacts the entire animal's body and can have serious consequences for health and well-being. Oral health needs to be well-maintained through adult life and into your senior cat's years. Mature cats do need close monitoring, but do not be alarmed by this. Older cats have well-developed personalities, so when you adopt a senior cat, you know exactly what you are getting. They also make wonderful lap cats because of the increased amount of sleep they enjoy. Finally, senior cats are some of the least adopted pets, especially black senior cats. I hope this information was helpful, and please consider adopting a senior when looking for your next furry friend.
And now it's time for news and events.
On Saturday, October 28th, join us for Treats in Our Streets. Burlington Humane will be handing out treats to your little ghouls and goblins at Boone Burger Cafe, downtown Burlington. As an added bonus, Boone Burger will donate $1 from every burger sold that day to Burlington Humane. Be sure to drop by so we can wish you a happy Halloween!
Love the Animals raffle is back with hundreds of dollars worth of prizes. There will be an early bird draw of $500 on December 21st, and a daily draw of $100 during the month of January. January 31st will feature our grand prize draw of $3,000. Tickets are $5 each, or 5 tickets for $20. Order forms can be found in our fall newsletter, on our website, or by calling Burlington Humane at 905-637-7325. If you love animals, get your ticket for the Love Your Animals raffle today.
Would you like to become a volunteer and put your talents to work helping our animals? Be sure to fill out a volunteer application and attend our volunteer orientation session. The volunteer application can be found on our website, and our volunteer orientation sessions happen about once a month. There are many areas to choose from. So become a volunteer. It's easy to get involved and very rewarding.
Santa Claus is coming to Burlington Humane. Bring your pet so they can get a picture with Santa. Santa will be taking pictures on Saturday, November 11th, 18th, 25th, and December 9th between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. and on Thursday, November 30th between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Be sure to book your appointment with Santa by calling Burlington Humane today.
Our Christmas open house is coming just in time for Christmas. Come with your Christmas list and meet Santa. Saturday, December 9th will feature a silent auction, bake sale, and opportunity to meet everyone at Burlington Humane. Start the season off right at our Christmas open house, Saturday, December 9th.
To enjoy the most information about Burlington Humane, sign up to receive our Tailogram newsletter. With new editions coming out 3 times a year, the newsletter covers stories, latest happenings, and ways that you can get involved. Sign up on our website so you don't miss a single edition. You can also view previous editions. Well, that's it for this episode of Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. We are located at 740 Griffith Court in Burlington, Ontario. You can visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca or give us a call at 905-637-7325. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you for joining us. My name is Doug. We'll see you next time here at Burlington Humane. Bye-bye.
My Society. My Society. Burlington Humane.